in Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 3, it says, "It is honorable for a man to stop striving, since any fool can start a quarrel." It is true that those who are honorable, those people who are honorable, strive to have honor in their lives, that they do indeed stop quarrels and fights. You know, in today's world, we see depictions of strife and conflict, whether it's on television, maybe it's in the newspaper, in books. The very fact that we have a police force indicates that the world does indeed have an element of strife. It seems that the world at times thrives on conflict and fighting, and some even may have seen some families that it seems that they are not truly happy in that family unit unless there is some kind of strife that is occurring in that family unit. The verse here in Proverbs teaches us a very powerful lesson concerning our interaction with others in our world. It identifies an action of the person that is able to bring strife and conflict to a halt and describes those kind of individuals as acting in an honorable way. It does indeed take more personal strength to stop a fight and to be one who is able to begin to aid in making peace. Even Jesus himself said in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 9, in the Beatitudes there, said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God." The Bible also speaks about giving your enemy a drink if he thirsts. In Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 21 is a reference for that, as well as Romans chapter 12 and verse 20. These things for us are not easy because of the very fact that these actions, acting honorably, does take great personal strength. God has always had an interest in those who are able to be at peace with their fellow man, with the redemption of man in mind. As Christians, we need to be at peace with all men as much as is possible for us, Romans chapter 12 and verse 18. We see from the verse, from this verse, Romans 12 and verse 18, we see from this verse that peace is not always possible. We must stand with God if man chooses poorly and becomes at war with God. We must stand with God and not with man. There are times like that in where peace may not always be possible for us. But we must always strive for peace so that we can become the sons of God that Jesus spoke about in Matthew chapter 5, and that we, so that we might be characterized as those who are honorable in Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 3. It is true that any idiot can start a fight, as we can see with many people in our own world. But to stop a quarrel is accounted as righteousness in the eyes of God. And we can then be known as sons of God, who have by our actions become reconciled or become at peace with, arrived at peace with Almighty God. But also, we can be known as sons of God because we have spent our lives in an effort to bring an end to conflicts of our world to the glory of God.